Do you want to become a saint? Do you wish that you had a school of spirituality that led you quickly to sanctity and to holiness, to heaven? Well, we do. You know, the month of May is the month of Mary, and we celebrate one of the greatest Marian apparitions, the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. Fatima is a school of holiness, and the five prayers that we will talk about in today's video will show you not just how to pray, but the spirit behind that you need to develop so that you could become a saint like Saint Jacinta and Saint Francisco. Please join me in today's video. Friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, in this month of May, we ask for your blessing, and we ask that you help us be guided by the Holy Spirit, that we may become the saints that God has called us to be. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. If you are new to this channel, please subscribe and hit that like button and watch my other videos. Pray for me also and for all other Catholic and Christian YouTubers that we may create holy content and flood YouTube with as much of the gospel as possible. So as I talked about in the introduction, sometimes we need a school that teaches us how to become saints. The prayers that the children were taught at Fatima are just that. They are not just prayers, but they are also training us in how to be saints, and the way and the order in which they are given is important. It's not enough to just know the five prayers, but to know what's the spirituality behind that prayer and to develop that. The first prayer that they were taught, they prayed for many months before they were given the second one. And so it's important for us also to consider it, to pray it ourselves, and to be imbued with the spirit that is in that prayer. And it was taught to them by the angel of peace. It's as follows. It's called the pardon prayer. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Now, in meditating on the prayer, we can see several things. One is that it is encouraging us to have an intimate relationship with God, calling God my God, and to have simple ways to speak to him. I believe in you. I adore you. I hope in you. We see the simplicity and the childlikeness of the prayer, but also taking spiritual responsibility in praying for those that do not. That teaching hidden in the prayer is significant because it puts us on the path to a very specific type of holiness. The second prayer that they were taught, which we should take on after we have prayed that first prayer for some time, also continues in this pattern of caring for other people spiritually. And it's as follows. O most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. By the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. Amen. This prayer, as you see, teaches us and it taught the children to go deeper into the faith, into the mystery of the Trinity, into the mystery of the Eucharist, also the idea of reparation, teaching us that we need to make reparation for the sins of other people, and also leading us into intimate relationship with Jesus and Mary through their Sacred Hearts and Immaculate Hearts, which are both mentioned in the prayers. And then we have the next three prayers. The third one that was actually taught directly by God and came out of their hearts as the Blessed Mother poured out the light of grace into their hearts. And this is the Eucharistic prayer. Most Holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament. This prayer is so amazing because, again, it teaches us to have a simple communication style with God, to speak simply with God, to tell God that we love him, to have almost these intimate ways of speaking to him by saying, my God, similar to the way that we would speak to our spouse or someone we really and deeply care about. And again, it's drawing us into having attention to the Eucharist and helping us fall in love with Jesus hidden in the Eucharist. The next prayer will help us to grow in a spirit of sacrifice, which was so unique and especially particular to Saint Jacinta. And it's as follows. O Jesus, it is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Virgin Mary encouraged the children every time there was an opportunity for a sacrifice to pray this prayer. So we see this progression, first speaking to God simply, asking pardon for other people, going more profoundly into the Trinity, the Eucharist, the Sacred and Immaculate Hearts of Jesus and Mary, but continuing an intimate speaking relationship with God by saying, my God, I adore you, I love you, and growing our devotion in the Eucharist. Now, this prayer is encouraging us to grow deeper in our spiritual maturity by learning to make sacrifices for other people. That's one of the hallmarks of spiritual adulthood, not just having sacrifices done for you, but you sacrificing for other people and intentionally and willingly offering it for them. And the last prayer brings us to a full maturity in the spiritual life by considering the salvation of others, the last prayer that Our Lady taught the children. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Now that's the one that we're the most familiar with, but in praying the prayers, they teach us different things. This prayer specifically, bringing our mind to our final destination, having us think of heaven, think of hell, think of our salvation, and to care where people go. So you see how beautifully these prayers take us from the beginning of the spiritual life to the very end. Now understand that the children would learn one prayer at a time, would pray that prayer intensely, and then be taught the next one. We should consider doing the same thing, seeing each prayer as, so to speak, a step in this fivefold ladder that we are given at the School of Fatima, which is a simple school of holiness, but is guaranteed to take us to heaven. Is it easy? No, but it's a quick path. Hence, Saint Jacinta and Saint Francisco quickly became saints. Within 2 to 3 years, they died after the apparitions, and they were on their path to heaven. My friends, I hope the School of Fatima and these five prayers will become part of your spirituality. Start with one of them, continue with the next one, and let the words of the prayer come out of your heart, but also let the words of the prayer shape your heart. May God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.